Now, let me tell you about something that's happening tonight in Bury St Edmunds. After three heats during February, 15 new local bands dispensed white hawk rock and roll thrills galore. The Bury Sound Music Competition reaches its conclusion at the Apex tonight. From BBC Introducing in Suffolk, here's Graham Mack.
And back in the music capital of the world, bands in Bury St Edmunds seem to thrive on growing up next door to a sugar factory and a brewery. Tonight, four new acts get the chance to impress a panel of judges on their biggest stage to date, the Apex Theatre in the heart of the town. Milk, Suburban Minds, Deep City, who you're listening to now, and Matty and the Bull Sharks are the finalists.
Some big name artists who even come in here and say, oh wow, well, you know, what a fantastic space. So to be able to give young bands particularly an opportunity to come and play on this stage is absolutely fantastic.
Tom Ogden is an events officer with St Edmundsbury Borough Council. What have the heats been like leading up to tonight?
Really, really good. Actually, I mean, this year in particular, I mean, I've only been involved 2 years in terms of organisation, but I've really seen a particularly high energy this year, and the audiences at the Hunter Club have been fantastic, which does set a good strong trend for the final, and even the pre-sales for the final have been a lot stronger than last year, which is fantastic. So a lot of people wanting to get their tickets in advance and get set for a fantastic night on Friday night.
The unmistakable Dingus Khan, one of the guest headliners at tonight's Bury Sound Final. 2014 winners The Virtues will also be performing a set. St Edmundsbury's Cabinet Member for Leisure and Culture is Joe Rayner.
Joe, I'm sure you're aware of how strong the music scene is in Bury St Edmunds. We talk about the venues, the Hunter Club where the heats were held, terrific. Pretty much every week there's something special going on there. There's the Washing Machine Nights, you've got bands such as Horse Party playing the Latitude Festival. Something really special. I feel something really special is happening every time I come to the town.
There is something very special about Bury St Edmunds. We've got such a good scene happening here, lots going on, and we've got our Apex in the centre of all of that. So definitely the place to be. There's been a lot of effort put by the Borough Council to invest in leisure, culture and arts, and I think that helps to have a strong Borough Council leading it. But with all those partners working together, as Tom's explained, in Bury Sound, it isn't the Borough Council pushing this on our own. It's a whole partnership working, and that's what makes it so special.
And other towns would be quite envious of a scene such as the one in Bury St Edmunds at the moment, I think.
Yeah, one would hope so. I mean, it's great to sort of continue the sort of John Peel legacy of trying, you know, Bury being a real sort of hotbed of homegrown talent, so to speak.
So six bands, one venue, one Bury Sound. Tonight's the night. Tickets available on the door, via the Apex website or the box office.
Graham Mack with that. Good luck to everyone involved.